Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, welcome back to the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a rainy Monday as we kick off Top 11 Week. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
I'm feeling pretty good, brother Spike. Rain? Are you kidding me? Phillies are coming off a sweep. Ah, it's like sunshine outside. I don't see any rain. I don't see any rain. Fightins are doing well. They're headed on the right track, being led by Alec Bohm and Otto. Not Otto Graham. Otto Kemp.
Automatic.
Automatic. Otto. I love it. Jackie Baseball, I know you got to be feeling good today. How is your boy?
I am feeling good, and what a great Father's Day weekend. I mean, what a nice Father's Day weekend. We saw Tiger Woods win the U.S. Open yesterday. That was a great sign.
Tiger Woods did not win the U.S.
Open. No, but it was in a rain delay or whatever, and they showed an old highlight.
That was more exciting than the actual U.S.
Open. Started welling up a little bit, and all you idiots, they call this team dead. And so they can't beat good teams.
Uh-oh.
5 of 6 against teams over 500.
He's peacocking.
There it is.
He's feeling good.
Week to week with this guy and how he feels about the Phils.
We're back.
Yeah. Well, it is a very, very big show as we kick off Top 11 Week. I know you've heard the other shows talking about it, and we appreciate those guys for getting their votes in. Almost everybody on the WIP staff got their lists into us this
Great
year.
Great group participation this year.
Yeah. One thing I haven't noticed, lack of thank yous.
Yeah, there has been a lack of thank yous. You're welcome for the content, everybody. You're welcome for the content. But the Top 11 kicks off really with our show today.
Yes.
And by the way, later on, and we'll get to this in a moment, Joe DiCamera joins us at 4 to talk about his list. We'll get to that. We'll get to him in a moment. This is how it's going to work. If you don't remember Top 11 from last year, chances are you don't remember how it worked. And chances are we didn't even do it this exact way last year. So here's how it is. The official list. Now, you'll hear lists from WIP staff. You'll hear lists from us. You'll give your list. But the official list is made up of your votes from last week and WIP staff votes. They are weighted equally 50-50 in the official Top 11 list, which we will reveal all week. Every day at 2:30, starting with today, we will reveal another part of the list. So today, we will start at the bottom of the list, and at 2:30 today, we will reveal number 11 and number 10. Then tomorrow, 9 and 8, 7 and 6, and then finally on Friday, we will reveal 3, 2, and 1. We will reveal our list throughout the week. Ike will be first today. He is going first, even though he is the headliner, because we're all a little worried about Ike changing his list as the week goes on.
Which he will.
Yeah, so we wanted to get him on first today.
Fair concern.
Yes.
That's a fair concern.
So that'll be at 4:30 today. We'll have some surprises. We have Jolly on with us at Thursday to give his list. Elliot's list tomorrow, I'm sure, will cause lots of fights. So thank you for all the voting at 94WIP.com. So again, your votes are half the list, and WIP votes are the other half of the list. Now, Ike, the first person, I believe, to reveal his list on the air today was actually Joe DiCamera.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear. I need confirmation, but I was told that he kept calling it top 10, even though it's top 11.
Very disrespectful.
Incredible
disrespect.
That does
not surprise me at all.
No. Now, as I read through his list, you might notice a notable, omission from this list. So Joe's list went like this. Number 11, Ranger Suarez. Number 10, Jordan Mailata. Number 9, Quinyon Mitchell. Number 8, Landon Dickerson. Number 7, Zach Bond. Number 6, Lane Johnson. Number 5, Jalen Carter. Number 4, A.J. Brown. Number 3, Zach Wheeler. Number 2, Bryce Harper. And number 1, Saquon Barkley. So Ike, as you notice, Joe DiCamera did not put Jalen Hurts on his top 11 list.
Yeah, let me just say this, because this is going to be a great week of finally unveiling this top 11 athlete list in Philadelphia. The fans who've had their chance to vote and submit their list. I respect everybody who works here, who have submitted lists to contribute to what we're doing here in the afternoon. But, you know, Joe DiCamera is sitting on the morning show. He's sitting on the morning show. That's a prime time slot.
Yeah, some would say the second best on the station.
Oh, there's no doubt. At best, it's the second best.
Yes.
And you got to watch out for that midday show.
Right,
they're doing pretty good, that midday show. But I'm saying, so what he says carries a lot of weight. Whether you believe him or not, I'm just saying he's on a platform to where he reaches a lot of people. Now, his list, okay, there are athletes on there I'm okay with because they're quite frankly on my list. Let me just say this. The fact that Jalen Hurts is not a top 11 athlete on his list, I'm not going to even go off on Joe because I'm going to give Joe time to explain why he doesn't have Jalen on his top 11 list. He's coming on with us, so I'll wait to unleash on him. But this is what got me. This is what is bothering me, because he is a representative of not a lot of people, but that minority, that vocal minority, that still has doubt in Jalen Hurts. And I just don't get it. We've, as a Philadelphia sports fan base, as an Eagle fan base, have often complained about the guy who lines up under center in that position as to whether or not he has the chops to get it done. We've had great players play at that position, right? Like we've had the Randall Cunninghams, the Ron Jaworskis, the Donovan McNabbs, Michael Vicks, Wentz, Foles. It's great players that have played that position, and they've all been under that scrutiny. I get that. But this dude has been able to accomplish something that those other guys have not been able to accomplish. Now, we want to go through all the ancillary sort of reasons as to why his resume looks the way it looks and why he's viewed the way he's viewed. And even I've got caught up in that debate. But here's what I don't do. I don't disrespect the man. And I feel like this is flat out disrespect. You don't have Jalen Hurts in your top 11 athlete in this city. The guy just won the Super Bowl. He's a Super Bowl MVP. How is he not one of the top athletes in this city? He plays the most critical position, the most scrutinized position, the most difficult position to play because of the scrutiny, because you're never satisfied with what he does at that position. I don't mean him. I mean figuratively, the quarterback position. We're never satisfied unless you win. Then this guy goes and wins, and we're still not satisfied. I don't get it. He's not perfect. There's an argument, elite, all this other stuff. But this is just flat out disrespectful to me. And we got to stop it. You're an Eagles fan. I'm an Eagles fan. DeCamera's an Eagles fan. Fritz is a semi-Eagles fan.
Nice.
But,
come on.
But the idea that we don't appreciate the guy who plays the most important position, the most critical position, on the team that matters the most in this city.
Easy.
The team that matters the most. This dude gets the least amount of respect of any athlete in this town. I'm ready to say that. He gets the least amount of respect for the stature that he holds, the importance that he holds, the significance that he plays in the sports fabric of this town, this dude gets the least amount of respect, man. Oh, now you want to play. Now you want to play the bias.
I saw him laughing. I was wondering what was coming.
This is what he wants to do. What? This is what he wants to do. I feel like this is the beginning. This is the first day. The camera, this is nonsense. And I'm waiting on the rest of these lists to come out to see where Jalen Hurts is disrespected at by a lot of you.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I just don't think it's crazy. I have him on my list for sure. I do. I'm going to reveal that he's on my list.
Good of you, he made your top 11 list.
For sure. But like, I think if Joe is talking about what he sees, and what he sees is a player that isn't, like, if I go through his list and I say to myself, is Saquon better at being running back than Jalen is at being quarterback? I would say yes. Is Bryce Harper better? Like, all these questions. Zach Wheeler, A.J. Brown, Jalen Carter.
I don't know if Bryce Harper is better at his position than Jalen is.
You don't know if Bryce Harper
is? I'm ready to say that now. I'm ready to argue that now.
Zach Wheeler, A.J. Brown, okay. Jalen Carter, okay. Lane Johnson, okay. Zach Bond.
Do you see what I'm saying? Zach Bond did it one year.
I understand from a resume perspective and an accomplishment perspective, but if we all talked about how we're doing our list, right?
Even you from see, a talent. You don't see the talent?
Look, it's a deep class in Philadelphia right now. And when you're this is much more difficult this year than it was last year.
Yeah.
And I saw, you know, Gilio has him at 9, and some people have him at 6, and blah, blah, blah. And
9?
Well,
that's also disrespectful.
I just don't, I think if
Brad Gilio kept him in the top 11.
If the list is most accomplished, if you're looking at resume, he's got to be on there. If you're looking at what you see, I could see an argument for not having him on there. It all just depends on what's most important to you. And if Joe is saying what he sees is not it, then I guess I kind of get it.
Nah, I don't get it. Over the last year?
Yes.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Can tell me over the last year?
Yes, certainly over the last year.
Oh,
the last year more than anything. The last year more than anything. I mean, last year we had,
you know,
questions.
You know why his last year is viewed the way it's viewed, in all honesty? It's because he set a bar that's so much higher from what he did in 2022. We're still looking for that. And I get that. He was the runner-up MVP. That's what we're looking for. I'm not telling you his numbers last year were outstanding or amazing. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is that they are less appreciated because of the standard that he set. He set.
I like,
because if those were 28 touchdowns, if they were 10 more passing touchdowns, Would you say anything? So take away 10 of his rushing touchdowns.
Yeah.
Even those aren't rushing, but I guess.
They
you.
Are rushing
They're
touchdowns.
Not. They're thrown into the end zone.
Yeah. He gets pushed. Yeah. They fought for it.
Take 10 of those away.
Okay.
Yeah.
And give him 10 passing touchdowns.
It makes a big difference.
But they're still touchdowns.
Yeah, but it matters.
It makes a big difference.
Yeah. I don't. You can tell me they're both worth 6 points. I don't blame
you. They are.
You. Yeah.
They are.
All right. 215-592-9494.
Yes, they are both worth 6 points.
What should matter more? What you see with your eyes or the resume? Because that's really what it's coming down to. I think Joe, and we'll talk to him at 4 o'clock, is going to say when he watches him, he doesn't see him as one of the best guys. And I'm looking at the list and thinking about the last year, and has Saquon been better? Has Wheeler been better? Has AJ been better? Has Jalen Carter? I think you could make an argument.
AJ has not been better.
You could be,
that's
part of
that. Because
of
someone.
Yeah. I mean.
Whoa, is this a truthful show or not?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
215-592-9494. What should be more important? What you see or the accomplishment? Jack, what did you think when you saw that DeCamber didn't have him on his list?
So I thought it was ridiculous. Okay. I really did.
I'm glad you at least have that sort of
thing. I just don't find it as ridiculous.
But it is ridiculous. Like, DeCamber's. I think he puts himself out there as like a beacon of Philadelphia sports, right? Like,
no, he's not.
Nothing can get past me. I'm the smartest, blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
Like, I think for a perfect, perfect top 11, you got to marry the two. And I think he has gone too far with what he sees on the field versus what his resume is. So I thought it was ridiculous. Deserves to be in the top 11. I don't think top five, but I think like right around top five is where Jalen Hurts deserves to believe.
Yeah,
so we know where he's at on your list.
Again, yeah. I have him on my list. I just don't think Joe is crazy. I think it was actually, I'm going to be honest with you, I thought it was a little ballsy. I thought it was a ballsy move. When he sent me his list when he sent me his list yesterday, yeah. I actually didn't even notice that Hurts wasn't on the list. I didn't notice until this morning. And that's when I started, like, I actually started laughing this morning. Because what I noticed yesterday was the fact that he put Ranger on it. I was like, oh, Ranger's on it. That's weird. I was like, Landon Dickerson, too. I was like, well.
Hold on, he has Landon as his number two guy?
No, Landon's number eight.
Okay.
So here's, just before we get to the calls,
all right.
Joe's list, which doesn't have Jalen Hurts on it. And again, there are some people that said to me online, I think Joe is just trying to make everyone mad. I actually don't believe
that. Yeah, this
believe
is rage that. Bait.
Bait this.
I believe Joe believes this
it's
worth.
I believe he believes it. Yes. So, yes. Is that what rage bait it implies that he doesn't believe it? No,
usually,
he believes it.
Yeah, rage bait implies he doesn't believe it.
Oh, no,
just
I believe
doing
he believes it, yes.
So, again, this is Joe's list, and then 215-592-9494. Number one, Saquon. Number two, Bryce. Number three, Zach Wheeler. Number four, A.J. Brown. Number five, Jalen Carter. Number six, Lane Johnson. Number seven, Zach Bond. Number eight, Landon Dickerson. Number nine, Quinyon Mitchell. Number 10, Jordan Mailata. And number 11, Ranger Suarez. 215. See, well, what's that?
See, Ranger.
Yeah. Ranger's pushing it for me.
See, well, he argued this morning that he's the second best Philly on top of all this.
That's his favorite Philly. I've heard him say that.
Well, he has him as his third best Philly on his,
yeah,
on his own list.
That's nonsense.
He can make a case.
I did like Ranger's gutty playoff performance last year.
It was nice.
Yeah. I don't have Ranger on my list. All right. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus starts us off here on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Man, it's just like I don't even know. I'm like a loss for words. I'm stuttering over. I don't even know what to say, man. Like, throw the camera. This is the same guy last year that was arguing with Ike saying that he wouldn't even be the quarterback this year. So
yep.
That guy already lose credibility. Yep.
I think he said 26.
There's still time.
Yeah.
I mean, he said he wasn't a franchise quarterback. I mean, I don't know what that means, but, I mean, you got two Super Bowls. Or, I mean, I don't know what – I mean, however you want to view it. So we're looking at his list. Okay, you know, I got it pulled up here. Jalen Hurts is better at his position than Quinyon Mitchell is at his. I love Quinyon.
Wow.
You're not going to tell me. First of all, PFF ain't even ranked 10 Quinyon in the top 10 quarterbacks. You know what I'm saying? We had a debate about that. Now, you know what I'm saying? I mean, Landon Dickerson, a good player. Ranger Suarez, like, I mean, come on. Like, I'm not, I don't care where you put him at in your top 10, but Jalen Hurts is a top 10 player
11.
In the city of Philadelphia, top 11. I mean, I'm saying top 10. Like, I mean, he ain't 11. So I'm just like, I just feel like it's disrespect. Like, he's the only guy in the city that get more disrespect than anybody. Like,
I agree.
Well, Trey Turner, I think.
we sit up here and like Bryce Harper. I love Bryce Harper. I got a rule that I only buy jerseys of players that was drafted by the team. But I got a Bryce Harper jersey, right? That's because I respect the guy. But it's like Bryce Harper sit up here and he can be garbage for a month or whatever. Spike will call it out. Everybody else poo-poo, including myself, you know, we brush over. Oh, yeah. He'll get there. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the whole same argument with Jalen last year.
No, but look, can you sit over there?
I'm just telling you, it's the same argument.
It's a similar argument.
When Harper needs to, he'll show up.
I don't have a problem with Bryce Harper. I'm just talking about the list that we're talking about. Joe DeCamera sit up here and he do that, but what he ranked? Bryce Harper at two, right? Like, so when I look at a guy like Bryce Harper, it all depends on your criteria. Is it off the past year or if it's resume? Because if it's off the resume, or like Saquon Barkley, I mean, he had one season here, right? So, I mean, it was a great season. But if you look at Bryce Harper, it can't be off the past year. You see what I'm saying? So, I can't – with his criteria? Because one, they look like it's based off of his career accomplishments, and one look like it's based off a season. So I don't know what this guy, you know, what he's doing with his ranking. I got Jalen Hurts. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I put Jalen Hurts at number two on my list. I put Saquon Barkley at number one. I know that shocked you. I went through, you know, I broke it down. I got Saquon at one, and I got Hurts at two because of what they did over the past year. I include resume into it, but it's like.
So let me ask you this. Let me just real quick, because do you think that Jalen is better a quarterback than AJ is at wide receiver?
I'm glad you brought that up. Oh my God, I forgot about that. I got it on my notes right here. Before Spike got here, did we not have debates on this show about AJ Brown? Was he even a top 10 receiver? Hey,
we did. The guy,
I'm not talking about. I'm asking you a question that you didn't even answer.
Is he better at this moment? AJ a better receiver, but this is the thing.
Okay, why is Jalen higher on the list?
Let me tell you why.
Okay,
because we had conversations about is AJ a top 10 receiver. Joe DeCamera said he wasn't. He was like, I love it, but I gotta see. I don't know if AJ Brown is in that category. AJ Brown played one game in the Eagles or two games with the Eagles with a different quarterback. So somebody throwing him the ball, I don't know who it is. You know what I'm saying?
Jalen has made AJ
better.
Yeah,
but here's the thing. You could say that about AJ Brown 4 years ago, but the same people would say that about Zach Wheeler 5 years ago before he got here. And before he got here, nobody knew if Zach Wheeler could put together a full season. And now he's been the best pitcher in the National League for 4 years. So what, I don't care about 4 years ago. If you just said that AJ Brown is a better receiver than Jalen is a quarterback, why is AJ Brown not higher on your list?
Because Zach Wheeler controls his game. Like, Jalen don't got to – when he don't throw in the ball, A.J. crying, right? Making posts. So, somebody feeding the ball. Zach Wheeler controls his game.
So, why is Zach Wheeler not higher on your list than Jalen is?
I got Zach Wheeler. I didn't even go through the whole list.
But why is he not higher than Jalen?
Because resume matters to me.
And his resume is impeccable. He's been better the last 5 years than Jalen has.
He hasn't won a title.
Well, but he's a pitcher in baseball. Come on.
Jalen Hurts was the MVP in the Super Bowl. And been the two Super. Listen, because like I'm not saying you do this, Spike. But one thing that people like to do is they like to pinpoint of what Jalen Hurts. I don't do that. I talk about entire career, 2022, 23, 24, 20, all them or 21, all them seasons. Right? People act like Jalen Hurts ain't been our quarterback before those last six games that he was garbage or that the team was garbage in 2023 and last season. Anything before that don't matter. It's just, these last, 22, 26 games? That's all we can judge him off of. But we can judge Bryce Harper off of, when we forgot Bryce Harper was missing the playoffs all them years before Kyle Schwarber and all them got a year. You know what I'm saying? But it's baseball. That don't matter.
All right, Corey. Mm-hmm. Fiery start to the day. Fiery start to top 11.
I'm talking.
Also, I mean.
Need my Jalen disciples out there.
No, they're here.
I can't wait to see where you put them.
Yeah, I know.
I'm 4:30.
He's going to change before 4:30.
I'm sure he is.
Jalen's going to be at one.
This right here.
Jalen's going to be at one. Yep. No.
Don't touch it.
I'm not going to move the list. Yeah. It's right there.
Take it, Spike. Take it.
Yeah, you go.
There it is.
I'm not going to move it. I'm not going
to
move it.
All right, so coming up next, we will start to reveal the official list. The official list will be revealed throughout the week.
I'm actually glad you grabbed that.
I'm going to keep an eye on it. When I go for my walk, I'm taking it with me. I won't look at it, but I'm taking it with me. 2:30 every day, we will reveal another part of the list. So coming up next, we will reveal on the official list number 11 and number 10 on the 2025 Top 11 Athletes of Philadelphia list. Talking about Jalen, what should matter more, his accomplishments or what you see with your eyes? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.